that wasn't up to the standard of Christmas trees in previous years. We raised the issue with the officers, and I have to give credit where credit's due. Once it was raised with the officers, they immediately replaced the Christmas tree in time for a Christmas switch on Friday evening as we celebrate the birth of our Saviour.
So they have replaced it?
It has been replaced. I can confirm that. It's been replaced, ready for a Christmas tree switch on Friday evening, Frank.
What was it about the people who bought your original tree that made them think that that was suitable? If that tree was bushing a gap, as the man would say, the sheep would be out through it.
Well, certainly, I mean, a number of things that have been concerns that were raised with me, you're right, that the part of the centre of the tree certainly wasn't up to the standard that we would expect of a Christmas tree in Larne Town or any other town throughout our province.
Yeah, there's a massive hole in it.
There certainly is, and I put that on my Facebook website, that people had raised concerns, and we're glad now to report that that tree now has been replaced, that we have a tree that is pleasing to the people of Larne, a tree that we're able to put our Christmas decorations on and have the switch on. And we're looking forward to Friday evening to have our mayor in the town here of Larne for our Christmas switch on.
So you don't buy in with the celebrities at all now? We did this yesterday on the programme. Every mayor in the country switches on his own lights.
The mayor is switching on the lights on Friday evening here in the town. And we're looking forward to that. And it will be a great opportunity as we start our Christmas celebrations here in the town of Larne. A number of towns have already had their Christmas lights switched on, and we're looking forward to the celebration with our new tree in place, ready for the celebration on Friday evening with our mayor.
Might it be more cost effective for all councils to have an artificial tree that they could use year in, year out?
There is that argument, of course, being environmentally friendly and eco-friendly, but a lot of people equally, Frank, like the original Christmas tree. They like the effect of the Christmas pine in the town and in their own areas, and that's what has been traditionally in place in Larne over many years.
How good is Christmas in Larne? It's the sort of place that you might come through if you were coming in on a boat, but do many people actually go to Larne for Christmas?
Well, I've had the honour working in Larne now for the past 15 years. I love Larne. I would invite you to come to Larne, Frank, and bring your radio channel down, and we would love to show you around the sights of Larne. It is an amazing town. It's a town that's on the move, a town that is continuously growing. And yes, you are right. There has been the argument that people get off the boat, bypass Larne, but we have a lot to offer here in Larne, both in tourism, food opportunities, and sightseeing here in the town. I would really love the opportunity for you to come down to introduce you and show you around our town.
Paul, I must say, actually, a number of years ago, it's not that many years ago, I think it's about 4 years ago, I actually did spend some Christmas time in Larne, and we had great crack, absolutely brilliant crack. So I agree with you. Larne sometimes gets the wrong image projected, and if you spend a bit of time in it, you will find it to be generally a very warm and friendly place.
The people in Larne, what you see is what you get. They are friendly, they're open, and they're honest people. And they're, like any other town, looking forward to the Christmas season as we celebrate the birth of our Saviour. And we are looking forward to getting our tree switched on Friday evening, which will indicate that we're getting ever closer to Christmas. It's hard to believe it. It's almost upon us, and time is slipping past so quickly that we're nearly at Christmas. And I think it's a wonderful time of the year. As a community, we come together, we sing carols, we listen to the Christmas songs being sung. That reminds us of what Christmas is all about.
Fair play. I'm not going to argue with a word of it. Paul, good speaking to you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Frank. Thank you.
That's Councillor Paul Reid. He's a DUP councillor. He's down there in Larne, and he was the man who highlighted that we should be looking forward to the tree as opposed to looking through the tree, as they would have been if that old thing had stayed in position. But no, they've got rid of it, and a proper tree will be unveiled in Larne this weekend.